All right. Time for the live interview segment, a presentation of Courtesy Plumbing and Heating. They have earned a reputation for doing the job right the first time. Head coach Dan De Silva is here.
Thank you.
I should probably let Adam start because he would set the scene and the mood probably a little better than I could based on after the second period. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I know coaches, sometimes they get in a mood if their team's not playing well. And after the second period, sometimes you give me a hello or something, but you stormed by me, not happy. What was the mood like then, and what was maybe set after the second period?
I was... You know, I've been a bit moodier as of late, being the head coach. It's I think it comes with the territory. So, it was a bit of a frustrating game after 40 minutes. You know, there wasn't a lot to be, happy about. We had done some good things, but we just couldn't get any traction in our game. And, you know, to be honest, you could feel the players, the weight of the world on their shoulders. I felt with the teddy bear toss, the losing streak and all that. And not that there was a lot of, like, poor me going on. It just felt like... You know, there's a lot of weight, like a lot of pressure. So the messaging after the second was like, just go play.
Just chill.
Just go play. Relax. Go play. We know we have better, and no one's going to feel sorry for us. The only ones that are going to get us out of this slump is the ones in this room. And so we just talked about needing a positive play, a positive spark, and you don't know what that might be. It might be a hit or a back check or just getting a puck out or getting a puck in. You don't know what that positive play might be, and obviously we got it on the power play goal from Lazowski, and the snowball started rolling from there.
What, was it the goal by Lazowski, or was there something even before that that maybe – just the fact you got a power play to get that opportunity to go ahead and do what you did.
Yeah, obviously, I can't remember off the top of my head who drew the penalty right now to earn us the power play, but that's a big play right there, right? That's the stuff we're talking about, going out and making a difference. And you got to want to be a difference maker, and you can't go out there and grip your stick or be afraid of making mistakes. You got to go out there and be a gamer and want the puck on your stick or want to make a positive impact on the game to help your team win and whatever that may be. And so, I'm not, like I said, I don't know who it was that drew it right off. Yeah. Do you know who it was?
Calvert down the
That's right.
That was Calvert. Yeah.
Moving his feet. Right, and so Rowan does a lot of good things, and that was what got us going.
Now, how important is it to get a guy like him back in the lineup? Because he'd missed the last four games. He'd lost all four of them in regulation. Coincidence?
Yeah, I mean, he's a heart and soul type guy for our team. A great leader. We definitely missed him while he was gone. He plays in all situations, right? He plays 5-on-5. He's our first guy over the boards in the PK and the power play. So you have a guy like that out of your lineup, it's big shoes to fill. So I thought he was, you know, I'm sure he would admit it. I don't know if he's here or not, but
nope.
Through 40 minutes, I don't think he was at his best either. He's got the bubble on, which sometimes takes some time to get adjusted to. But he looked like he's missed a while, which he did. So, but I give him a benefit of the doubt for sticking with it and coming through with a huge goal in the third period. I think he had an assist or two as well. So it was a good game and great to have him back.
Yeah, and you guys defended well too. I mean, outside of maybe three spurts by Musha, which got them like 15 shots in those three spurts, you guys didn't allow a whole heck of a lot. Just what was it like, I guess, maybe on the defensive side? And I mean, your captain Ben Saunderson too at the end there blocking a couple big shots.
Yeah, I mean, we take pride in defending. We know that that's how we're going to win games. We got to try and shut off teams down. I actually felt that we did a good job defensively. I felt we struggled with like turnovers in the offensive zone, high in the zone, and they were just feasting off those opportunities, right? They wanted to go the lack of a goal in the second period. We turn it over just inside the blue line and they go down and score, and they're just waiting for those opportunities. They've been doing that for how long now? They just don't have the same weapons as they've had in the past, right? And so we can't make those mistakes. You can't flirt with that type of danger, and so that's definitely one area we need to clean up. I'm hoping it was a bit of the hangover from the break, but we'll address that in the meeting tomorrow.
So how important is this when considering you're not easing back into the Christmas schedule, post-Christmas schedule? Six games in nine nights. This is the first one of them. I mean, it's a busy time here right away.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, it's good in a way. You know, you get right back up in the horse and go back to fight or back to work. So, yeah, I mean, this is the WHL, and so that you get streaks like this throughout the season all the time where you have six games and nine nights and whatever it may be, and so the guys are used to it. So it's just important that they, you know, we're playing 6D and rolling four lines as much as we can. You know, I think we're short on bodies. We had a couple guys banged up tonight too, so we'll see where they're at tomorrow. But we got to do it together. We got to do it as a team, and they got to make sure they're doing the right things off the ice too. You know, getting their rest, hydration, taking care of their bodies, all that good stuff.
All right. Coach, thanks for this. Look forward to tomorrow night in Regina.
Thanks, Les.
Coach Dan De Silva joining us here.